Hi, I'm soprano Lynn Church, an instructor of voice in the Department of Theater at Interlochen Center for the Arts. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Kids Commute at Interlochen.
Thank you, Lynn. Oh, we love Lynn Church. That is Interlochen instructor of voice, Lynn Church, introducing the show. Join Lynn. Any instrument, even your voice. Find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at kidscommute.org. Happy Thursday, Kids Commuters. It's day four of Element Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We're so excited to be here with chemistry teacher Katie, and we have one last hint for our Quizlet coming up after the music today. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Kate.
So excited you're here.
So exciting.
Today's element is very important. It is oxygen. What can you tell us about oxygen?
Oxygen is really important for us. It's the fifth in the gas that we breathe, and it's what helps us live. So it's a really important element. Unlike the other ones we've talked about this week, it's a really small atom. And it doesn't exist by itself. It always buddies up with another oxygen when it's as an element. So they're always together as a buddy. What's really kind of cool about oxygen, so it's a gas at room temperature, but if you get it cold enough, you can make it into a liquid, and when it's a liquid, it's a blue color.
Really?
Yeah.
That's neat. What do you use liquid oxygen for?
It's probably used as rocket fuel.
Huh. Look at that, kids commuters. Classical music is rocket science.
Exactly.
All right. And what about the structure of oxygen?
Oxygen has 8 protons, and most oxygen atoms also have 8 neutrons. So in the nucleus of it, we'd find 16 particles for most of the atoms.
All right. So let's hear some music about oxygen. This is the Oxygen Suite by Suleiman Zai.
Thank you.
That was The Oxygen Suite by Suleiman Zai, Elements Week on IPR's Kids Commute with our buddy chemistry teacher, Katie. Now, one final hint for our tricky Quizlet this week. You can research. It's not cheating. It's really okay. We just want you to learn the thing. Our question is, what is the most common element? And here's Katie with our last hint.
Despite being the most common in the universe, there's actually very little of it in our atmosphere.
Okay. With chemistry teacher Katie's last hint, I want you to remember our atmosphere is the envelope of gas that surrounds our planet. The other more common gases in our atmosphere include oxygen, nitrogen, and argon. So what is the most common of all, even though there's not a whole lot in our atmosphere? I know, so hard. Remember, research is not cheating, and the periodic table of elements is on our website at kidscommute.org for the post for this week. So let me tell you who has figured this out. Welcome to Kids Commute, Grayson in Traverse City. Your very first correct Quizlet answer and your first shout out. Woohoo, Grayson, thank you. Andrew and Catherine in Interlaken, Gwyneth in Traverse City, Brendan in Valley Village, California, and Eileen in Traverse City all have this one figured out. Do you? Again, visit kidscommute.org. Take a peek at the periodic table of elements. You can send us a text message with the answer, your name, and address to area code 231-237-7482. Good luck. We will tell y'all the answer tomorrow. Tomorrow's element is a heavy subject and not terribly subtle. All right, that's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Please have a smashing day.
Interlaken Public Radio.